safety. Just when a guy's instinctive like that can tackle, is it almost beneficial sometimes for him to take a step back where he can kind of see the whole field and maybe make a few more plays from that safety spot?
Sometimes. I think those have different – when you play up or you play out as a corner and then you move back, sometimes things are a little differently. But he can handle it. I thought he did a good job last week in his first appearance playing full-time in that position. So we'll continue to move forward with it.
Responsibility do you bear for the having 9 and 10 men on the field?
It's me. I'm in charge of the defense. So if there's not enough guys out there, that's me.
But you're up in the booth.
It's not enough guys out there. It's me.
Can you explain?
There's no explanation needed. It's been Jim's covered it. Bottom line is, if I'm in charge of the defense and something goes wrong with the defense, it's on me.
We've talked about the number of combinations you guys have had on defense. Up the top of the league. What are the risks of moving guys on and off the field? Communication and how do you
now it happened right? We've had two issues probably all year, and they happened to be in the last 2 weeks, and so I don't think it's a problem. I think we just had a miscommunication, and again, it falls on me. It's my job to get it fixed, and it will be fixed.
Jim said it was on him though.
Well, Jim, I'm in charge of the defense, so I'm going to take this one, right? I understand Jim's in charge of the whole team, so I, obviously as a head coach, if I was ever in that position, I would take that for my team. But bottom line is I'm in charge of the defense. And what I put out there, whether they play well, play poorly, have enough, don't have enough, at the end of the day, that falls back on me because I'm in charge of that side of the ball. And so I it's something I've got to get fixed. So, and it will be fixed.
Anthony Zettel was walking
on
the field on that play. Can you explain
why? No, there's no need to hash that thing over. It's done. I've answered in terms of how – who's in charge of it, and it's going to be fixed.
Tampa has a couple tight ends who've very different skill sets, but they've both been effective in their own ways. What sort of challenges that present for you?
It's a big challenge. They're both very good. O.J. Howard, the rookie, really can run, big target. And then I think it's Braces. I'm not sure how you say it, but he's got 6 touchdowns on the year. Those guys are really good. They catch the ball well. They run well. And they do a good job in offense in terms of scheming them and making sure they get open. So it's going to be a challenge for us. We got to make sure we're in the right positions, our eyes are in the right spots, and that we have an opportunity to get there to make a play. And that's really what I'm concerned about. Let's be in position to make a play. If we make it, if we don't make it, but we're in position, I can deal with that. It's when we're not in position and because maybe we're eyes are in the wrong spot, then we got a problem.
Jackson and Evans obviously bring a little bit different skill set to the table. But when you have a guy who's big, physical like that, another guy who can take the top off the defense, how difficult is that to scheme against?
Well, I don't know in terms of scheme. I don't know if anything's when you're talking about scheming it, that would take you out of whack at any point. But I think what it is it's important for our guys to know who they're on, who's where. I think when you know who's where, you have an idea what's coming at you. And obviously, if you have Evans on you, you're going to get bodied up. You're going to have to play very physical. If you have Deshaun on, you're going to look at him being able to take the top off. Really good route runner. I think the one thing about him is everybody talks about his speed. The guy's a really good route runner because he knows how to set up routes. He uses his speed to set up his routes. Some guys can only run straight ahead, and they got a few things in their bag. This guy's a really good route runner, and I really respect him as a receiver.
Jameis Winston had some time off, came back last week and looked refreshed, closer to what he was. When he's on his game and when he's really tuned up, how difficult is he to defend?
Very difficult. He can make all the throws, very strong arm, looks like he has a good command of the offense, and he can get it to the guys that he knows how to get it to his guys that need it. And I think that I agree with you. When you watch him, he came back, he had really good zip on his ball. You watch a touchdown he threw last week there in an 8-man drop, and he just threads that thing in the needle. I mean, it's just a really, really, really good football player, and it's going to be a challenge to keep him. We want to try to get him out of rhythm as much we can and keep him off his game as best we can.
Ask Jim, but how do you think Dwight Freeney played 17 snaps or so, but in his first
Yeah, I think he did okay. But I think overall, I'm looking at more overall, we just didn't get enough pressure. We did not harass the quarterback enough last week. And that's something we have to do better. And so I'm, again, continuing to look at ways to try to improve our rush, to try to improve our ability to get pressure on the passer.
How much of that ends up being a personnel issue? Because it seems like that's been a problem for a bit now.
I don't know if you could say – I mean, you could always just throw it on a personnel, and that's like throwing, hey, listen, you guys can't do it. And I would never do that. I have to me, it's my job to try to get our guys in position, all right, whether it's by blitzing or different games or whatever it is, to get them in position to get there. And so we'll continue to work at it. I would never throw that back on the players. Never in a million years.
Right, I mean, obviously your top pass rusher, he's not been helping all season. That has to affect what you had hoped you'd be able to do, right?
Well, I think any time you have a really good player that's not at 100%, you know, you miss him. But that still doesn't excuse a lack of production and a lack of being able to get your job done. And so, obviously, I got to do a better job of getting my job done.
This might be very direct, but do you feel like you can trust Ziggy to be healthy at this point in his career?
I can't answer. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't read him. I can't trust anybody. You know, I don't know how you. I don't know how I would answer that question, really, to be quite honest with you.
You'd be able to say, like, one of the freight axioms is that one of the best abilities is availability, and that's just been such an issue for him. So I was wondering if.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, when he's been available, he's out and he fights, and he still played his normal snaps. I know he came out of the game a few times, but he still got his normal amount, just about his normal amount of snaps that he would get on any other game. Remember, he's never been a 60-play-a-game guy, 65-play-a-game guy. He's always been in that 35 to 40 plays a game. So I wouldn't go there with that.